The following podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Oh, for show, here with the music flow, bringing you all the feels, the R&B reveals and heals. This is the breakdown and buzz of rhythm and blues from college student interviews. Yes, it's good to be here. Welcome to episode 1, When, Where, What, Who, Why, How, R&B. This episode is about the breakdown of the history of R&B. Where did it come from, and how did it evolve over many decades to become a mainstream genre? The history of R&B originated from different types of genres, such as boogie-woogie, African-American swing, jazz, and blues, and all of these genres were located in Northeast and Midwest. Fortunately, things were pretty bad back then. Racism was a social issue of segregation in America, and with that in mind, music became a movement for African Americans to define those social issues that they were struggling with. When music was produced by African Americans, it was called race music. But then, as this music journalist comes along and defies that name as race music, he defines it himself as rhythm and blues, which gave the abbreviation of R&B. Well, how did he define that it was rhythm and blues? Who did he listen to? Well, Louis Jordan and his band was the founding father of R&B, and that is who the music journalist was listening to and observed. One specific genre that became a parental genre for R&B was jazz, which has many instrumental influence on R&B, going from piano trios, vocal harmonies, and doo-wop style, and rhythm and horn sections. R&B is divided into classic R&B and modern R&B. The classic R&B ranged from 1940s to late 1970s. Before that era, 20s and 30s were mainly jazz and blues, which later birthed R&B. Vital common instruments like electric guitar, piano, and the saxophone became a huge deal to R&B's creation and birth. Rhythm and blues music, typical of 1950s through the 1970s, bands usually consisted of piano, one or two guitars, bass, drums, and saxophone. But there were rehearsals and point of effortlessness, and sometimes accompanied by background vocalists. There were backup vocals that were needed to create R&B in that R&B vibe. Instrumentally, there were horns, and the style was characterized as a second line of rhythms and a strong backbeat and soulful vocals to create that R&B vibe and movement within the music. In 40s and 60s, there was similar music, but R&B became popular. But it was often mistaken as rock and roll because of the use of guitars and drums. But in the 60s, R&B referred to simply as soul music, with Taya Charles, Marvin Gaye, Aretha Franklin, The Supremes. The Supremes later influenced girl groups in the 90s. When rock and roll got heavier, R&B tried different moods and atmospheres, danceable form of R&B. So this is when Soul Train, disco, and funk became popular. So the Jackson 5 became popular. So this is going into the 70s and 80s golden era of classic R&B, of disco, funk, the fro, all you can think about of the 70s. Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross, the Jackson 5, Chaka Khan, and James Brown. There were more. So blending jazz, funk, pop, and hip-hop and electric music notes together, this became contemporary R&B, the 1980s. So 80s music, to today. And this were electronic notes, as in like synthesizers. So this was like a synth wave era along the road. In the 1990s, this was the golden era of contemporary music. This was the breakthrough for girls groups and many other groups, such as The Next, Destiny's Child, TLC, SWV, En Vogue, 3LW. All these groups were a fusion of R&B and hip hop. So more synth, like it was a blend of more drums, more pianos. All these different types of music and groups made you want to dance and nod your head. More like, more so of being in tune with your sexuality and being in tune with what's going on in your love life. When R&B developed throughout the years from 1990s, the type of R&B that was coming out and being produced and becoming mainstream became more involved with sexuality, love, interrelationships, and heartbreaks, more so hate and love, the apathy of being in a relationship, and how others may treat you in a relationship, which definitely gave the fusion and likeliness for young generations to listen and relate to. Contemporary music in the 90s, there was another type of subgenre for R&B, which was neo-soul. It was very soulful music, meaning the vocal cords were definitely displayed in a different way and a deeper sense of your soul, but made you feel something, made you think a little deeper about some things that the song and the lyrics were presenting and showcasing on a song. So you would really have to think about, like, rethink and enter some deeper thinking when you're listening to these artists such as Alicia Keys, Mary J. Blige, Maxwell, Erykah Badu. It's like you get that stank face, but like nothing stinking. Maybe the stinking heart that that artist is expressing within their music that you're listening to. And that's what I look for in R&B music, especially neo soul music, because sometimes I want to feel something. I want to feel something like that, right? 2000s to 2010s and the 2020s, basically there you can see a pattern where all these instruments are reused but in different ways to make new music and make similar sounds that we still like but are disguised as a different sound and a different song from different types of artists that are influenced by the history of R&B. When I was listening to certain R&B songs and certain playlists, I could tell that I could hear some of the sounds, some parts of the sounds in different R&B songs that were pretty old, like 30 years old, 50 years old. And I could tell that hip-hop songs were sampling that type of music and putting that into a loop and redistributing that sound so that it sounds like a masterpiece, which is crazy because that's all we refer to sometimes, and that's all we listen to when we're listening to the radio, the same song but in a different point of view. So let's get down to the questions. Why and how R&B got into my life? What does my love for the genre do for me? R&B became a key piece to my life. I want to say a key piece just because I grew up on R&B. From the community that I live in, it is mainly and mostly African Americans and my race, Polynesians, and it's just a low income community. But I feel as though when you have so many cultures around you, you develop diversity in many musics that are played in that specific community. And R&B was definitely a replay genre within my community and the people around me, such as my sisters. They would always listen to contemporary R&B around me, and I fell in love with the rhythm and blues, especially the beats and lyrics. And that's what really moved me to strive for love, but also connect with the artists and where they're coming from. I feel like a lot of R&B songs, R&B artists, the history of R&B affects mainly a good amount of people that want to connect with certain communities. And I feel like with minorities in different communities that can resonate with the African American communities, I think it relays this type of trend and vibe that you're cool if you know this song. And that type of reputation, I feel like I needed to know certain songs, but it's not like I already knew them. Like, I already grew up on the song. You needed to connect with the song in order to feel and love the song for what it is. Especially from these artists that have gone through it and made you feel that they have gone through it with them. Fun fact, when I was looking up certain playlists to just listen to R&B songs from a long time ago on Apple Music, there's only R&B songs from 1970s. So I think that's when the essentials of R&B songs really came from, was that disco and funk. And then it led to more of like that synth wave era, which then became a big part of the 90s R&B music and the hip hop involved with R&B. See, the thing is, I feel like people think hip hop and R&B are the same thing, but they coexist. They can coexist. It's not either or the or. Hip hop is like the very cool brother, very aggressive and passionate brother, while I guess you could say like the cousin of hip hop is R&B, and they go very well together. And I love R&B and hip hop songs that coexist, because it just makes my day, and I just head nod, move, dance. It's always a good vibe. Young generations, I feel like, are influenced by R&B and their views on life, because they're often seen as more authentic and relatable than other genres. And the lyrics of R&B songs are often dealt with real life issues like relationships, mental health, and social injustice. And in addition to that, like, the beats are often catchy and easy to dance to. The age group that listens to R&B the most is from 16 to 19. This was from July 2018. I mean, that was a few years ago, but I feel as though the age group listed back then is now from 20 to 25 years old, which tells you a lot. R&B just gives you a buzz that is capable of uplifting your spirits and improving your mood. And lyrics found in R&B talks about overcoming a struggle and succeeding. Or sometimes when you're down, you're down. So they have to talk about that or enlist that within their lyrics, which you could feel and hear them as they're talking to you. Aside from R&B making you want to move and be in tune with the depth of music and lyrics and beats that the R&B genre provides, I feel as though it can heal the brain, improve memory, and relieve stress. Because sometimes certain songs will bring you good memories that you've gone through and experiences that you've gone through, which can remind you to let loose, to hang out, to be chill, to vibe with what you got now instead of back then. It's just little reminders from certain songs that really vibe well with me, and I get that from listening to R&B. And I hope that my fellow students, people, friends, acquaintances feel the same way. The best decade that had the best R&B was the 90s, the golden age of R&B, because I feel as though people still rely back on that type of music to get inspired and aspirations to create more R&B music, which is fine, but I feel like if you truly want to make R&B music, yeah, you can be influenced, but you shouldn't rely on those types of music to make the R&B genre. Stream on the next episode on how I talk about SZA having our hearts with her three albums that she has and why she inspires us through her music.